The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Aisling Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, not to talk about breakfast, but breakfast reimagined. Is that right?
Yeah, we need to kind of rethink breakfast a little bit. And I think we get two times a year, kind of January and September, where we reset, we open our minds to kind of, okay, what am I eating? Back into routine a little bit after the summer.
And you see, do you know where else you see that?
Go on.
This is when you get spammed with diets and workout stuff on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. But this is it, like January and September, this is the time.
Because people are like, summer's over, I tell you.
Yeah.
Monday week, I'm back on that wagon.
Yeah, it is. It is the quintessential, I'll start on Monday, of the annual
calendar. In September.
But look, I suppose breakfast is synonymous sometimes with a quick bowl of cereal or, the fry up at the weekend or, the Americans were classic kind of for sugary cereals and pancakes and muffins and things like that. We can do breakfast better.
Okay.
We need to talk about protein, we need to talk about fibre, and I think we maybe need to move away from this concept, because if you go onto Instagram or TikTok even, there's
TikToks for breakfast.
TikToks don't have TikToks for breakfast. It's continually this thing of everything has to be turned into dessert. Weetabix are the base of a cheesecake, and everything is some form of a dessert for breakfast. Think about it more of a savoury, more of a dinner for a breakfast first.
Okay.
I think that's really important that we kind of do that mindset shift. It can be desserts, it can be berries, it can be lovely and sweet, just not every day.
So what then are the before we get into the food, the kind of the common denominators to these good, healthy, savoury breakfasts? What are the types of ingredients, the types of things you're trying to get in?
Yeah, when you're looking at fibre, and I know we talk about it so much here, we're meant to have about 25 grams of fibre a day. General population, we're possibly having about 18, so we're not hitting that mark.
Okay.
And we all think, oh, two Weetabix in the morning, I'm grand, bowl of soup and a bit of brown bread at lunch, tick.
Top notch.
Fruit can really, really help throughout the day, but not all fruit is made equal. So things like raspberries, so much fibre, top fibre fruit. Things like pears are really good, anything with the skin on, your brown breads, your wholemeal wraps, anything like that you can get it in. When we're talking about good fats, we're talking about those oily fishes, we're talking about avocados, we're talking about seeds, we're talking about, obviously we talk a lot about those antioxidants that comes from things like the berries. And then getting in those savoury flavours where we can. Protein from the eggs is really important. Protein from the fish, lean protein from meat. So all of those foods are really important.
And we've got all of that here on display in different guises. We actually have a lot of food.
I think I could be defeated
this week.
I know, there's a lot. But
there
we'll work our way through it.
Okay.
And I think the idea is that we've got loads of different options of what we can eat and what we can do. Where do you want to start?
I want to start with this, with the eggs.
Okay. So this is a really lovely rye sourdough, and it's made using rye and some spent grains, which I'm going to tell you about, smoked mackerel and a jammy egg on top.
Do I eat this in my hands?
No, I did bring you forks and knives.
No, you didn't. You brought dessert spoons. You got soup spoons.
I did have forks and knives out. I did forget forks and knives. It's going to be quite the challenge.
Okay.
See if you can get a bite in.
Right, okay.
There's, I suppose, talking about your bread, right? Moving away from a sliced pan, how can you do better with bread? And I think making a breakfast bread is so easy and so good. Think about a brown bread. Think about a focaccia soda bread. Think about a really simple flat bread. Air fryer bagels, which we're going to move on to in a second. These are all ones that can be made when you are doing the wash up or loading the dishwasher after dinner on a day.
Right? That's lovely.
Isn't it really tasty?
Okay.
Really, really nice.
What's that?
So the bread is, so there's, when we talk about sustainability and regeneration, there's companies now that are starting to use what we call spent grains. So grains that were used within the brewing industry, they're taking those and then they're using them in other products. So in this case, this bakery is using the spent grains and they're putting it into their sourdough bread. So it's really smart and it's really clever. It's a rye sourdough. So rye, so again, think of those Nordic Scandi countries. They do breakfast so well. They do it so well. They're very much savoury. So it's that notion of that style of bread.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a creamy kind of dressing on there.
Yeah, what's that?
So that's like a ranch dressing.
Okay.
So really nice. Yeah, really tasty. The smoked mackerel, which you can buy vac-packed. All the supermarkets are doing it.
Yeah.
So there's no prep. This is no prep stuff. And then jammy eggs. So you see the way that egg is really runny and soft in the centre. That's lovely, isn't it?
Really nice.
So that is, you boil your pot of water, you get your eggs, you sit them in for 6 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
And then you take them out, plunge them in ice cold water.
Okay.
Or else like take them out, put them in the saucepan, run the cold tap, kind of hold them under the cold water, but chill them down immediately. You can prep those in advance, today, tomorrow, and like no matter then what time of day you open them up, you got a jammy egg.
Really?
They'll stay like
and
that.
And it's the cooling down that gets the jamminess.
That's it. 6 minutes on cooling down. So that's a lovely jammy egg, which is really, really nice. So I look, again, it's going into that notion of savoury. And some kind of people might go, oh God, that's very heavy for breakfast. I wouldn't be able for that.
Oh,
first
I could
thing
eat that
morning.
For breakfast.
So could I.
Yeah, that's
See, like, I love breakfast. Breakfast is like my favourite meal of the day. Little tip, I suppose, is check in on your appetite and your hunger levels and your fullness levels before you go anywhere. So wake up in the morning. There's a concept called chrononutrition, which is this conversation around getting daylight on your face first thing in the morning. 10, 15 minutes. So get up, brush your teeth, boil the kettle, go to the bathroom, do whatever. Come down, make your cup of coffee. Just sit outside for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
If you can, take the dog for a walk. Go for a walk. Just 10 minutes. Like boost your metabolism, kickstart your metabolism before you eat your breakfast. So just give yourself just 10 minutes before you eat. You don't have to fall out of bed and shovel the cereal into you like first thing, you know. Maybe do your commute. Eat your breakfast when you get to work. These are things that are bought in the supermarket, prepped in advance, build them at your desk. I don't, you know, worst case scenario, if you have to do that, you can do that. So I think that's a really, really nice
book.
There's also a trend that's called the Balkan breakfast.
Okay.
Again, TikTok. And again, like it goes back to what is TikTok. It's viral, you know. It's that sensationalism more than anything else. So you, if you Google it, you will see videos of people eating cucumbers, carrots, tomatoes, olives. And then they've got some feta cheese on the side. They always have like some sort of fermented food, like a sauerkraut or a kimchi or something like that. And they have it like with the sourdough bread as well.
Okay.
So it's the fermented food, loads of veggies, little bit of good dairy. Like it's a good trend.
Yeah.
It's just, it would be quite the stretch for most people, I would say, to get from a bowl of cornflakes to a Balkan breakfast.
Yeah, making a big salad with all of that first thing in the morning. That's much easier.
That's much easier.
The mackerel.
Or the next one that I think you're going to love is my breakfast burrito.
Okay.
I love
a burrito,
And again, this is like, it can transition from breakfast to brunch to lunch. So what I've done is a wholemeal wrap. Which you buy, or else you make your own. When I was talking about those breakfast breads, like go onto my website, but the brown bread, the soda bread focaccia, they're all like two or three ingredients. Flatbreads is one mug of flour, one mug of yogurt, and a bit of salt and a bit of bicarb soda.
Yeah.
You basically just roll them up into balls, flatten them out, pan fry them, and they're lovely. This is a bought in wholemeal, but again, we're trying to get that wholemeal in. Potatoes that are left over from dinner the day before.
Yeah.
We've spoken about this, that resistant starch. So cook your potatoes yesterday for today.
Yes, lovely.
Yeah, fry them up or you can just pop them in the air fryer, give them a little toast up. I wilted down. So we've got wilted spinach, we've got crispy potatoes, scrambled egg, a little bit of lean smoked bacon.
Okay.
And then to get in that fermented food, so again, we're talking protein, we're talking fibre, we're talking fermented foods for the gut. There's a little bit of kimchi relish.
Oh, lovely.
So it's the sweetness. But you're getting that fermented food in there.
Okay.
And the sweetness pings with the kind of, because spinach, it's kind of green, it's earthy. And then what I also put in there was mixed beans.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get you to taste the mixed beans separate, right, on their own, just so you can have a go, because I know there will be loads of people listening going, oh, she had me until she said beans. Oh, I don't like the beans.
Oh, I like mixed beans. I like a Mexican mixed bean salsa.
Yeah, gorgeous. I think you'll like these then.
Oh, they are lovely.
Aren't they lovely?
Yeah.
So that is a tin of beans from the supermarket. Like literally they are called like mixed taco beans or mixed beans or whatever. Put them in a sieve, drain them, rinse off all that kind of little water that's on them. So what's in those is these two, right? So they're two spices. You buy them in the supermarket. I can pop a picture up on my Instagram, but it's a smoky one and a Mediterranean one. They're from the Simply Better range, I think.
And Dunn's,
But it's the combining those two together. They're both lovely on their own, but there's some magic and power that happens when you combine these two together. So that is a little bit of, you can do them in the air fryer on the pan, so or in a tray in the oven. Tiny little bit of oil, spritz of oil, about a teaspoon of each of these.
Yeah.
Mixed beans, roast them, toast them, fry them, whatever you want.
Lovely.
Aren't they really good?
Really nice,
And you toss those into salads. Like I have them in a little container. You'll keep them for the week, but it's how do you get in? Like like a little few beans will get you 6 or 7 extra grams of fibre in there, which is really
That's really good.
Which is lovely. Next up, because we're still on the savoury buzz.
Right.
Air fryer bagels.
Wow.
These are my homemade air fryer bagels. They have 11 grams of protein in them. Four ingredients. I'm struggling with the old counting again, aren't I? So 150 grams of Odlum self-raising flour, 300 grams of cottage cheese, a half teaspoon of baking powder, a half teaspoon of salt. Basically put the four of them in a bowl with a dessert spoon, a soup spoon, a wooden spoon, a fork, whatever. Stir them together. Take them out. Give them a little kind of pat around, a little knead around. And then you divide that mixture into four. So it makes four. You roll it like a sausage. Remember, like in junior infants, you rolled out your Play-Doh, your Mauler, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Shape it then into a sausage. I glazed it with egg yolk only, and then I sprinkled some of my super seed mix that we've spoken about so many times. Recipes on the website. On top, I preheated the air fryer. So my air fryer has this like automatic 20-minute setting, right? So I just banged it on.
Yeah.
20 minutes, went off. The bagels were made in 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
These went in then for 12, 13 minutes. Job done.
So from the time you turned on the air fryer.
That's it.
That's when you started making the bagel. Done.
Done.
Wow.
Done. In under 20 minutes for them. Like if you were to make those, and I have so many people, because I have this recipe on my Instagram, and the amount of people who message me going, I just make a batch. The kids take them for lunch in the mornings. We shake them in the lunch boxes. We have them at lunchtime. They're soft. They're tender. They're like they're really, really delicious as a bagel goes, you know?
They're lovely actually. Just on their own there without anything. Yeah.
And I know people will say, oh, bagels are boiled. Like, they're air fryer bagels. They work 11 grams of protein.
Mm.
In that, I tried to make it like a McMuffin.
Yeah.
So we did scrambled egg. Again, that lovely lean bacon. So it's not that you can't have bacon, you know, but try and buy a lean bacon. There's the nude bacon. I don't know if that's the name of the company actually or not, but it's really nice. It's really nice bacon, lean bacon, and air fry that or crisp that up. And that's in as well. So they're your kind of simple savoury ones that can be done. A little bit of prep, but like nothing outstanding going on. If we're talking about sweet breakfasts, then we have granola or we have berries on toast.
Let's start with berries on toast.
Okay, let's start with berries on toast. Again, it's a simple swap to making something like your own homemade brown bread, which is basically brown flour, white flour, bicarbonate of soda, buttermilk. Like there's no more to it really than that. Throw it in the oven. It's done in an hour. So what I've done, I've taken the brown bread, we're trying to get in the fibre. On top of that, and I actually made it separate and I just said I'd leave it if you wanted to have a little taste on its own. It is the...
nut butter or something.
Yeah, so it's peanut butter but mixed with cottage cheese.
Oh, lovely.
Again, so we're trying to get in that protein. So it's the protein. The cottage cheese, you can use like live natural yogurt, like the Glenillan. You can use something like a Greek yogurt and just mix it with the nut butter. Because nut butter is quite high in fat. Like, it's called a spade a spade.
Yeah.
But when you stretch it like this, you're building in the protein into it. And then spread that on your toast. And then, you know, so often we've spoken about my chia jam.
Yeah.
So it's a bag of frozen raspberries. And again, I use raspberries only because they're so full of fibre. You got your chia seeds in there and then you got a little bit of honey. You boil it up and that's it. Sits in a jar for the week. There's ones that are similar on the market at the moment. They're like a jam, but they're like a chia jam. Top those on top of your nut butter with your berries. Again, it's getting the seeds, it's getting in the fibre, it's getting in the fruit, but it's something that's sweet and tasty and delicious.
That's lovely. Do you know where I could have that now? Mid-morning.
Yes.
I could have that mid-morning.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, if you were just say the weekend, if you were up early and you were doing jobs out in the garden, came in, little cuppa with that now.
Delicious.
Lovely. Yeah. Really nice.
And you feel like you're doing something good for yourself, I think, as well, don't you?
And we still have a bowl of granola.
Granola. If you can't manage the whole bowl of granola, because I've got a little bit of berries in there, I've got some live natural yogurt as well. This is, if you want to have just a taste of the granola on its own, there's adaptogens in it. So we haven't really spoke about adaptogens, and I think we'll come back and talk about it another day. But adaptogens are these natural kind of compounds. They come from kind of mushrooms, fungi. So we're talking things like lion's mane, reishi, cordyceps, chaga.
Cordyceps, like from The Last of Us. This is going to turn us into zombies. You didn't watch The Last of Us.
I did not watch that. You got such a blank look there.
Wow.
No clue. Well, what this is for is stamina. So anybody who's working it in the gym, cordyceps is that one. It's for oxygen utilization. It's for boosting energy. It's for stamina. So this is a granola that already has it built in. I'll put a picture of it up on my Instagram. Same company does a nut butter and they do a hot chocolate. So the idea is that these adaptogens are not kind of standalone things. They're not holy grail, but they're an ally or a boost that helps you manage stress, coping skills, energy, all of that good stuff. And you can take them as supplements, but like that, it's a really interesting way. 2 tablespoons of the granola with your yogurt, whatever, you know, keep yogurt, good for your gut again, get your berries in there. And it's a really nice way to do granola because some of the granolas are really high in sugar.
Yes.
So it's not about having a big 40 gram bowl of granola. Think your, and I've said this to you so many times before, it's the yogurt is the base, the toppings then are the berries and the seeds.
Yes.
And the granola is a sprinkle. it's a sprinkle on top.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that you're eating a bowl of granola first. And I think, again, it's even just that simple mindset change around that. But it's a really interesting way to do the adaptogens and get in your granola.
Delicious. I didn't finish anything.
I know.
First time in a while. But I just couldn't. I had to ration
so much
stomach space by only having a bit of everything. But there was so much. And it was so delicious. And I know lots of people at home would have picked up on it. So as always, we'll get all of this up online and we will get this up as a podcast quickly, and then Aisling would have different recipes, including these, up on her social channels as well. So if you just look for Aisling Larkin there. Aisling, thanks a million.
You're welcome.
To you again at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.